That's El Justin Bieber and What Do You Mean on Today FM. A little earlier in the show, I was talking about the fact that you can go up north now and go over to Asda and get yourself a Christmas pizza with all the Christmas toppings, minus the turkey, which I found bizarre. It has chicken rather than turkey, but it has the cranberry sauce and all that kind of thing. I did, however, get a text in from a Damien who has a bit of a Christmas dinner predicament. How are you, Damien?
How are you well?
I'm very well, Damien. You're in Letterkenny, are you?
I am, yeah.
It's a beautiful part of the world. Letterkenny, Mary Earnsheed. Do you speak Irish, Damien?
Not really, no. I don't.
Now, Damien, tell us what the problem is with Christmas dinner this year.
You see, we as a family have Christmas dinner in the house every year. And this year, my mother has decided that we're all going to go out for Christmas dinner to a restaurant slash bar. So, and I would rather have it at home. I've kind of half offered to say I would do it, but they're not having it. You know, so I think we're all going to have to go out for Christmas dinner, and I'd rather stay at home.
How many are in the family, Damien?
It'll be me, my brother, and my parents, and then my sister-in-law, two nephews and a niece, and an aunt.
So you're talking nine people?
Yeah.
So nine people, is it that your mum is fed up cooking at home?
Yeah, that's been, well, my sister-in-law has done it the last few years, and I think she's about fed up cooking it, so.
Who is it? I missed that.
My sister-in-law used to...
Oh, your sister-in-law was doing it.
We would go out to my brother's house.
It's not the same, really, going out to a restaurant.
And if you can't lie about afterwards.
You can't which? Lie down?
You couldn't lie about, no. You have to get up and go again, you know?
Yeah, but also, it just doesn't have that family atmosphere, does it, Damien?
No, I wouldn't say so. No. We've never done it before, so I don't know.
What would you be expecting for Christmas dinner? Would it be a couple of courses, bit of soup and turkey,
yeah,
ham?
Soup and pan cocktail and foam. Turkey with all the trimmings and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, and dessert then.
What about... Are you married, Damien?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm married, yeah.
And would you and your... Is it a wife that you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you and your wife not do it for everybody?
No, well, she still do... I would go home to my family for Christmas and she goes home to her family for Christmas.
Okay, all
and
right.
Then we meet up on Christmas night, you know,
I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never done Christmas dinner in a restaurant. I think... My dad flirted with the idea one time because he knew somebody working in City West Hotel. We just didn't want to go with it because it kind of feels like you're... I don't know. I mean, look, we're all very lucky that we have the option to have dinner at home or have dinner in a restaurant or a hotel. There are plenty of people who aren't that lucky. But it doesn't feel the same. Sure, it doesn't. It's not the same as being able to make a sambo after and watch a film and play games and give out to your ma for farting after a Brussels sprout.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but...
So, Damien...
So we'll have to try and see what happens, you know.
Damien, do you reckon we'll just ask the listeners whether they think dinner at home or there's any way to have dinner out of the home in a good way?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if they do come up with some good suggestions for you, maybe it's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah. I think it might be grand. It might be okay, you know, but we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see what people think, Damien.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you out to Al's pal anyway.
Oh, thanks a lot. That's brilliant.
You're very welcome. He can be the Christmas centrepiece.
Yeah, he's going to top the tree.
Talk to you later, Damien.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Talk to you later. Nanny Pat is on the way. What do you think? Christmas dinner at home or Christmas dinner out in the hotel or restaurant or something like that? 087-4100-102. That's my taxi driver's favourite song at the moment. That's for you, Alan. What Lovers Do, Maroon 5 on Today FM. We were chatting to Damien and Letterkenny a bit earlier. I'll be here until 2:30, by the way, if you'd like to get in touch on 087-4100-102. €1,000 voucher from TUI for holidays on the way, so you'd want to keep tuned and tell your friends to tune in if they would like a €1,000 holiday. I'm sure you would like your friends to let you know. Anyway, Damien and Letterkenny, as I say, was talking to us about the family argument over whether to have Christmas dinner at home or in a restaurant. Lots of opinions here. Sean in East Donegal, Boxing Day dinner in a restaurant is grand, but Christmas dinner in a restaurant is blasphemy. Boxing Day? St. Stephen's Day, Sean. Boxing Day. Don't do Christmas dinner in a hotel or restaurant. I work in a hotel and we have to work Christmas Day and it is miserable for the staff because they want to be at home. So there you go. So stand in solidarity with that texter. Hello, my name is James, listening to the topic on Christmas dinner. Cook at home. It's a day to spend with the family, not with a load of strangers in a restaurant. I am a chef myself and I have had to work many Christmases away from home, from family and friends. You can't give up those memories. I'll never work Christmas Day ever again. Al, like yourself and your listeners, I love listening to Nanny Pat each week. She sounds like the kind of Nana I always wish I had when I was growing up. Ah, thanks for that, Sarah. That's lovely. Al, when my three boys were 18 plus, we went to a hotel for years, not because I was fed up of cooking, excuse me, but they got bored watching Gone with the Wind every year. It was brilliant. We had dinner at 2:30. We had a band playing in the evening. Then we got a buffet supper, a bar open until 11:30, a taxi home, happy days. Having said that, it was very expensive for five of us, around €550. Wouldn't recommend it for small kids. They would get very bored. I'm sure they'd rather be at home playing with Santi's gifts. Love the show. Regards, Jer. Brand new single from a Ham Sandwich here now. It's brilliant.
So slow, sounded, scratch the floor,
this is Al Porter on Today FM.